Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Suzanne Nguyen, an interior designer and longtime retailer in Orange County. Suzanne, how you doing?
I'm doing great today, Kemp. How are you?
I'm great. I want to talk to you about your involvement with Surfaces this year. Before we get to that, though, let me give our listeners a little quick background. I think there's many people in the business that know you. You did work for Karastan for 10 years, and then you got in the retail business in Orange County, and you've been doing that for about 30 years. And you are also an interior designer, and you're using a lot of those skills at Surfaces. There's two primary things that you're doing. One is there used to be, many people know at Surfaces, there used to be a place called the Trends Hub. Surfaces has changed that now. It's called the Design House. You're involved with that, and you're also involved in a speed trending breakfast. So tell us a little bit about that, if you would.
Well, the Design House is a new take on an old favorite, which is the Trending Hub.
Yeah.
What the Design House is, it's a small concept home set up to show you the hottest, latest products that you should have in your showroom or your builder center, something that gives you an idea of the direction of design for 2017.
Yeah.
The speed trending breakfast is going to show you actual product and have the manufacturer representatives there to clue you in on the thought process behind why they chose this direction, why we think it's hot, where design is headed, and you all get to do this while you're sitting in your seat eating a delicious light breakfast.
So, and that breakfast is on Wednesday, I think you said around 9:45, right?
Yes, the breakfast is called the Speed Trending Tour Breakfast, an Eye on 2017 Trends,
uh-huh.
And it's scheduled for Wednesday, January 18th, 9:45 through 11:15, and it's located in Trade Winds D.
Let me give a little bit more background, too. You and I run into each other a lot. You serve on the Surfaces Education Council, as do I, and you also
Correct.
Are intimately involved with creating your spaces because you do videos with them to augment their customers' websites because you do trending videos to help consumers see how they could decorate their home, right?
I've been doing trending videos for the last 5 years.
Yeah.
I have a television and film background, so I took that, I channeled it into my design work and started doing trending about 5 years ago and asked Creating Your Space to put those on our company's personal website.
Okay.
So we kind of created a whole new avenue for them.
I'm sure a lot of people would like to know, to be a trending expert, you know, talk a little bit about what qualifies you and what makes you good at that.
You know, it's really funny that you asked me that, Kemp, because so many people, they want to know, how do you know what's coming up?
Right.
And it's really sort of a guttural, intuitive thing. It's a sense of where design is headed. But there are a couple of markers that seem to run consistent. One is that design typically comes from fashion,
mm-hmm.
from high fashion.
Right.
So you go high fashion into home design. Another thing is, and this might seem kind of strange, but it runs, you know, what has been will be again. So you can take a look at, for example, I was watching an old movie called Don't Eat the Daisies. The design in that is stunning. It's very relevant to today. It's from the early 60s. So you look at every couple of decades, things circle back around, but they just slightly change it up.
You were telling earlier, you know, you take, for instance, you know, the Pantone color of the year is this green. I'm sure you track that. And you track, you know, which
right.
way gray is going because, you know, gray,
right.
most people know, continues to evolve. And I think, you know, the gist of it, if you mentioned something prior to this interview. You said 58% of the attendees at Surfaces are retailers. And you've put together these two programs, and we're sponsoring the Design House, Floor Focus is, so that you can help retailers turn their showroom into something that inspires their consumer, right?
Absolutely. And just for clarity's sake, I did not put together the Design House. I suggested they do a Design
okay.
House instead of a Trend Hub because I thought it would be more relevant to the attendees of the show, of which more than half are retailers. And then you've got your design centers and your builders. So
yeah.
I felt like as a retailer, that's what I would like to see. The speed trending breakfast is for the retailer who's looking at, what should I put in my showroom? I go and I see 500 solid color cut piles
yeah.
and 5-inch plank wood. But what really should I put? What's going to set me apart from my competition and help me kill it in 2017? Have something that I can feature that they don't have.
Yeah. Yeah. Two takeaways. Again, one of them I emphasize all the time about focus on fashion, but this other about clutter. A lot of people, the consumers, they come into a retail store, and if you overwhelm them, then they leave confused. I know this is going to be a big help, definitely. So,
and, you know, kind of the analogy is in your closet, every woman can go in there today and they probably have 10 super cute black T-shirts.
Yeah.
But how many black T-shirts do you need? You need to pare it down, you need to get tight, and you have to have representative product per category, and then you've got to have those super hot, punchy feature items that shows your end user you know what you're doing, and they're comfortable to pull their credit card out and lay it down with you.
Okay, so a quick shout out to two people that are involved in the design house that are helping put this thing together. Who are they?
That would be Woodman Design, Mark Woodman,
uh-huh.
and Faro Creative, Pompeii 3, C3.
Okay, fantastic. All right, well, I look forward to being at your breakfast and also seeing this design house, and appreciate your participation in helping us getting the word out on this. Again, we're talking to Suzanne Wynn, an interior designer and longtime industry professional based in Anaheim, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.